291. Take one more after this song. How many of you know this song? Okay. For some reason, the tune is not coming to me, so I may need your help. 291.
Thank you.
371. Why don't we stand to sing this song?
Blessing of congregational music. And I wonder sometimes if you think we could ever lose it. We sing so much. You think we could lose it? How many of you think we could lose congregational music? So what are you going to do to make so hopefully we never lose it? What have you done? What will you do for anything of value to last? There's always a large cost. And really been a blessing growing up in this very church and the cost of learning to sing. So, Jesus says, "By this shall all men know you're my disciples." How? If you have love one to another. So when you think about music and we think about what music involves, it actually is part of, maybe I would call it the scientific field even, where there are frequencies that every pitch makes, and all these frequencies come together at the point of the word and the end of the word, and that makes music. It's not just poetry that you speak, but it is actual sound. It's not just noise. It's musical sound. And so when you think of love, I just loved David's sermon this morning about forgiveness. Because forgiveness and love, wherever there's forgiveness, there must be pain. That's the nature of forgiveness. Where there is something good like music, there's also a chance that it can be lost, or the importance of it can be shifted. So I'm going to write two words up here if I can. Whoops. Sure this thing writes or not. And then I'll write this one over here, kind of make sure everybody can see it for sure, hopefully. What I think, and we have a lot of special music in this church, and I moved to a church 8 years ago now, that they didn't view special music quite the way I did. And it was a difficult cross to bear. They saw all kinds of hang-ups in it, and I could not understand why. And having been there for a while, I began to see that, just like anything else, every good point has some weaknesses. And so these two words up here. By the way, is school almost ready to start, we imagine? How many of you think you're going to have a perfect year? Teachers, students, anyone going to have a perfect year? No, probably not. So perfection, and this is one of the problems with many groups of singers, is that perfection is also, just like nature, forgiveness is by nature, there's some pain. Perfection is almost always exclusive. It's exclusive. You have special groups that sing what nobody else can. And that is not all bad. But if you have too much of that, it will be a problem. I just know it will. Whereas if you have excellence, that means almost always that it is inclusive. Anybody. Everybody should strive for excellence, whether it's in your music, hopefully, whether it's in your ball games. I try to bring this, I think it's important that the same work ethic that goes into softball goes into music and into work. All those are connected. It's your lifestyle, hopefully. And when I think of how people know us, the way we love each other, the way we forgive each other, we're not looking at perfection with each other. If you are a perfect individual, the songs you sing, such as Amazing Grace, what does it even mean to you if you're perfect? We all know we're perfect. Excuse me, that we're not perfect. Well, I'm getting these words. So many of them, they're so repetitious that I'm getting them mixed up. And I had to think of it in light of what David was talking about forgiveness this morning, that if you think in your relationship with anybody that you're the one doing most of the forgiving, that probably people are forgiving you a lot more than you think. Pearl and I went to a marriage seminar a year or two ago, and I could not believe all the good advice that was given for Pearl. And even some for me, sadly. But, and by the way, an interesting note, 18 years ago tonight, Pearl and I sat across from Joe Miller and had our little bit of premarital counseling in Oklahoma. So tomorrow's our anniversary, and kind of an exciting thing to think that 18 years ago, man, I remember looking ahead then and thinking 10 years is so long, I don't know how in the world we'll ever do it. And I also remember Ron Schrock telling in that time sometime that he talked about these young marrieds, how they were, he was part of the young marrieds group. And I just laughed because it's so funny. He was married, all the people that were, you know, they were married like 10 years and they were old. Hard to imagine how things have shifted sometimes. A few months ago, and this is what I mean about a lifestyle of your music being important. I don't know what all people listen to during the day or during the week, but you know, does it do you any good or not? I usually listen to a lot of music on the job, and I normally have a really nice little Bluetooth speaker, but somehow I lost that thing on the job. It just left it somewhere, and I have struggled to remember where I left it. In the meantime, I have an ugly little DeWalt box that cranks out this horrible scratchy sound. And so I was kind of getting this music set up to listen to, and the song actually that came out was What a Friend We Have in Jesus. That's what it is. Yeah. And the man perked right up and he said, "Well, that isn't normally the kind of music that contractors listen to." And he said that there was actually, he said, this is powerful to listen to good music on the job. He said a man that he was painting, and he said that he was a believer and he was kind of struggling. And he said, I told him that, you know, one of the things you might do is listen to godly music while you're working and while you're driving. He said, that will help you. It forces you to think about good things. So I'm sure all of you do that already, but I would just encourage you in that. And that we don't forget that what we're looking for in our singing is excellence, in our work is excellence, the best you can do. It's very important that we don't join the perfectionist crowd to where, for one thing, it puts you in this line of competition where you start to compare, and that's a chain you'll regret being in. It cheapens music. Music is so important, and it is way above the technicalities, actually, if you can just let it speak to people. Let's just bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, you've given us music. Give us the courage to sing always. Help us to think about the music that you've given us and to apply it in a convicting way in our own life. And help us to have a good week at work or wherever we're doing, Lord, whatever we're doing, Lord, that you would keep us safe and fill our hearts with your song. And bless this evening as well. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Let's turn in your Christian hymnal to song number 16. And after this song, we'll have the children come up, and Juliana will lead them in a few songs. Song number 16.
What?
Okay, the children can come and line up here in the front.
Thank you, Juliana, and thank you, children. That's another aspect of our service I think we would be greatly missed. I have a history behind my song, and it just so happens to be What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I think that, I'm sure you probably have heard this song before or heard this history, but it's like good stories, it's something that is worth repeating again. 350 in the Christian hymnal. It goes like this. That looks like a sober man. I think I'll hire him to cut wood for me. That was said of a man on the street of Lake Rice, Canada. As he walked along carrying a wood saw and a saw horse. The response from a man nearby was, "That's Joseph Scriven. He wouldn't cut wood for you because you can't afford to hire him. He only cuts wood for those who don't have money enough to pay." That seemed to be the philosophy and attitude of Scriven, a devoted member of the Plymouth Brethren Church. He had a sincere desire to help those who were truly destitute. Joseph was born on September 10, 1819 in Ireland. His parents had financial means enough to afford a wonderful education opportunity for their son. He was enrolled in Trinity College in Dublin, where he graduated with a bachelor's degree. In this young man, Ireland had the prospect of a great citizen with high ideals and noble aspirations. He fell in love with a young lady who was eager to spend her life with him. However, on the day before their wedding, she fell from her horse while crossing a bridge over the River Bann, B-A-N-N, and was drowned in the water below. Joseph stood helplessly watching from the other side. In an effort to overcome his sorrow, he began to wonder. By age 25, his travels had taken him to an area near Port Hope, Canada. He became highly regarded by the people of that area. He tutored some of the local children in their schoolwork. It was there he met a wonderful young lady, Elsa Roche, and again fell in love. They had exciting plans to be married. However, tragedy reared its ugly head once again, and she died of pneumonia before they could wed. As indicated earlier in this story, he labored in Port Hope among the impoverished widows and sick people. He often served for no wages and even shared his clothes with those less fortunate than himself. On an occasion when Joseph became ill, a friend who was visiting with him discovered a poem near his bed and asked who had written it. Scriven said, "The Lord and I did it between us." He thought the poem would, perhaps, bring some spiritual comfort to his mom, who still lived in Ireland. Scriven had not intended that anyone else should see it. On August 10th, 1886, Scriven's body was pulled from a body of water near Bedley, Ontario. Two monuments have been erected in his honor. Each has the first stanza of his song engraved on it. Charles Converse, an attorney and composer, wrote the musical setting used today. What a friend we have in Jesus. So let's sing that song, 350 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, Missy Ropp has a group and they can come forward.
What a friend we have, Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh.
Good evening. It is good to be here. We were asked to sing tonight. With much convincing, here we stand. We're singing two songs. Both are faith mission favorites. The first one is one that we sang a lot through some very difficult times that we as staff there faced together. And it has been something that means a lot to us. And the last song is one in tribute of the children there. The last verse is dedicated to them. It is very difficult to see them not be able to respond to life the way we do. And they experience a lot of pent-up emotions and things that they cannot express. And our prayer is to meet them in heaven and where they will be perfectly whole.
Still go. see. Let's prepare to be together in heaven. Friends, we know without a doubt all these children will be there, hand in hand with loving Jesus, stroll along. What a joy 'twill be to see all these children kneeled and free. They want us to be together in heaven. I want us to be together in heaven. I want to walk down the streets of your gold. I want to run through the fields of green clover, see the mansion, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours. See the river gently flowing, feel the gentle breezes blowing. I want us to be together in heaven. I want us to be together in heaven. I want to walk down the streets of your gold. I want to run through the fields of green clover, see the mansion, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours. See the rivers gently flowing, feel the gentle breezes blowing. I want us to be together in heaven.
Number 354 in the Christian hymnal.
354.
I need.
382. Thank you, ladies, for sharing those numbers of songs. As I was sitting here listening to Brian, thinking of perfection and excellence, I was thinking of, not sure how many years ago it was, but it was in the first or second year of Bible school, and James was the director, and I was standing somewhere about right here. James was at that moment of time when we were not doing what he thought should have been done. We weren't singing it the way it should have been sung. Well, there was, a number of people in front of me, so I could kind of sneak back there, and I thought I was oblivious, but I don't know if I was or not. But those critiques, that excellence, I'm thankful for today. No, I'm not a singer, but his effort and his attitude towards it went much further than probably what he realized. So we're thankful for those, and I thank James for his endurance and his admonition through those years. I would like to, is there another
song that you would all would like to sing. I'd like to have one more, and from the congregation, and I have one.
600.
All right. Let's sing number 600. No Tears in Heaven. Why don't we stand to sing this song yet? To sing yet 458. I'd like to sing the first and last verse on this song, and on the last verse, then the volunteer chorus can come forward. I want to thank each one that has taken part, and after the volunteer chorus, then we'll turn it over to the ministers. 458, first and last verse.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His cross. Jesus, how I trust Him.
Cut on that one, and we'll sing a different one instead. So just give us a little bit here, and we'll get that acclimated. 367 in this. Not know it was Grandpa's 100th birthday today, so this is sort of reflects on him. And you think of 100 years, I know David already talked about that, but, you know, just over World War I and, man, all the carnage in that 100 years. And it seems like many people feel like war is inevitable. And in the light of world history, it has been, it seems. But, you know, if only people would hold tighter to God and maybe not hold on to their defenses so much, would this world not be better? And so this song is in the rifted rock I'm resting. That's the plea. Plea for the world.
My light is my light and my salvation. Whom
shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
The Lord surely can against me.
My heart shall not fear.
The Lord surely rise against me.
In this I will be confident. One thing I am desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
all the days of my life, all the days of my life, all the days of my life,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
all the days of my life, all the days of my life,
all the days of my life.
Thank you, each one that took part. Thank you, Justin and Jerry, for leading out Faith Mission Group. Thank you for coming and sharing with us. And children, all of you, the song that that the group sang, I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven, is especially meaningful to me. That was my sister Francie's favorite song. She was Down syndrome. And she loved to listen to music, and as those of you who knew her, probably know, she liked to listen to it at top volume. And many were the times that song would come, you know, just about when I'm ready. She always had to go to sleep to music, just about drifting off to sleep, and all of a sudden, blam! This song would come blaring out of her little stereo, just at top volume. And I'd have to go poke my head around the corner over there, and Francie, oh, sorry, Jonah. So that song brought back lots of good memories for me. Are there any announcements tonight? Okay, accountability meeting will be Wednesday night. I'd like to sing one more song. We'll stand to sing it, and then we'll have closing prayer. When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. If you absolutely need a book, it's 577 in the Christian hymnal. Let's stand.
Oh, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saint of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder,
straight through.
On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise. resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there. Labor for the master from the dawn to setting sun.